Shiur, 1st of August, Chav Gimel Nachmav, Tov Shin Pei Aleph, we'll be learning Simon Tov Kuf Pei Zayin, Seif Beis, and Seif Gimel, which includes some of the really important relevant halachas with regards to Tkiyas Shofar. Imischil, Seif Beis, Imischil is Kaba Voyer. What happens if you start blowing the Shofar in the boy, you're in the pit, and you're starting to blow the Shofar there? But then you're walking up. Whilst you're blowing the shofar, you're walking up outside of the pit. When you finished off, so you started blowing the shofar in the pit, and you carried on blowing and blowing and blowing whilst you walked out until you ended up outside of the pit, and you finished blowing the shofar whilst you were outside of the pit. Whatever you heard, whether you are inside the pit, Bein b'chutz, whether you're outside, it's a bit hoyakol shofar. You heard was the sound of the shofar, and you are therefore yotze. The Mishnah explains and clarifies, and Sif Katan Tes, Ola chutz leboy mayer shebiyachat hoytziroi shoy v'ashofar min haboy. That simultaneously, as you're walking out, you're blowing, so you're taking out your head and the shofar outside of the boy simultaneously, and that's why you are yotze. Whatever you heard was the call of the shofar. Says the Ramav Chayin, similarly, people who were with you in the pit, but at the beginning of the tkiyah, then yotze as well. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Nun explains, we're talking about the people who were with him in the pit and walked out of the pit simultaneously together with the Baal Tekeah. For Shom Gmar Tkiyus Bechutz, they heard the end of the Tkiyus outside. For Yotzu Yidei Chavosam, they heard, and they were Yotza. Gam Kemi Tamanal, for the early reasons. Shikom HaShasham, whatever they heard, Hoya Kol Shef was the sound of the Shefer. So again, he was walking out whilst he was blowing. Whatever you heard was the Kol HaShefer inside the pit and outside of the pit. The gentlemen that were walking up with him, they were also Yotza. Siv Gimel, Hashemim Miktsas Atkiyah. That's the following scenario. Somebody who hears Miktsas Atkiyah, some parts of the Tkiyah, Shaloi Bechiyuv, whilst not in a situation of obligation, not in Chiyuv, Umiktsaso, and partially Bechiyuv, in a Matzav of Chiyuv. We'll see soon. He's not Yotze. What does that mean? Part in Chiyuv, part not in Chiyuv. So, Mishnah Berurah explains it. One example in Sifkot Yud Aleph, Shaloi Bechiyuv Kegoin Koidem Alois Hashachar. We know we're not Yotze when if you're blowing before the Zman of Alois Hashachar, Amud Hashachar. So if you're blowing the shofar, literally starting before Amud Hashachar, you carry on blowing after Amud Hashachar, you're not Yotze. Not Yotze. Or Sha'omar Latikea Bemis Asik. There was one person who was practicing the shofar, and you're gesturing to him, or you're making a sign to him. You know what? If you're anyway blowing, might as well be moitzi me. And he continued blowing. And he continued enough shiatkia. Lo yotze, you're not yotze. So what we're learning over here is the following concept, that you have to have the entire tkiyas from beginning to the end in an obligatory situation. Even if you're doing sufficient tkiyas at the end, it's not good enough. You have to have all the tkiyas in a situation of chiyuv. So therefore, if you start in the time of Ptur, you're not yotze. If you started in a matzav of no kavana, such as misasek, you're not yotze. Because the entire tkiyas must be from beginning to end in a matzav of chiyuv. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Yud Daled explains very importantly, because he was missing the beginning of the tkiyas. And similarly, Nami also, if all the tkiyas was in a matzav of chiyuv, elo only shelo shehu nichnas be'emtza tkiyah, he entered in the middle of the tkiyas, oy or shiotzim beis haknesses, he left the shul be'emtza tkiyah in the middle of the tkiyas, v'shuv lo shama, then he didn't hear partially some of the tkiyas, loy yotza is not yotzem, avol pi shoy shiat tkiyah, although there was a shiat tkiyah, but mash shama, what he heard, The commander Shoma Chatzis Shiat Kiyadomi, he's not Yotze, because it was part of the Tkiyas which he didn't hear, he's therefore not Yotze. V'yesh Oimrim, some say, says the Shulchan Aruch, she Yotze is Yotze, Ike Shiat Kiyat Chiyuv. Some say that if you heard part of the Tkiyas, he is Yotze. So that opinion disagrees. It says the Ramah, top of page 1, 2, 4. If you heard part of the sound was a Kol Avor that we translated loosely earlier that it was an echo sound. So some of it was an echo sound. Kugon Shahoya, such as we spoke about this case, Shayora Tukia, Baboiri was standing in the pit, Voemet Bechutz, he went outside, Pemtzatki in the middle of the Tkir, Yotzal Chutz. So if he partially heard an echo, partially not an echo, that would be the same machloikas. Lemaisa, we the Mishnah Berurah have gotten tes both paskins that we are machmir. So if a person hears partially and he partially doesn't hear, he is not yoitzer. Mishnah Berurah have gotten tes zayin. Quotes as follows: the achronim, the kosva achronim, she is all kolam. Everybody should be very careful. Sheloi lahoitzi, they should not kichon v'nem, they should not cough and sneeze. Peshaas tkiya, during the tkiya shofar, kidei in order sheishmu karakoilos, people should hear all the tkiyas throughout all the sounds. Metchilosam, from the beginning, ve'atzofam, until the end. So coughing. So what we're learning first point we're seeing over here is that coughing, sneezing, all these sounds are problematic. It's considered affecting the sound of the tkiyas. V'chein, similarly, loyovi yaldem, with regards to children, do not bring the children, etzlam, to yourself, don't bring the children. V'gam kein, similarly, mitamze, for this reason, humutov shiu etzalim oiseyem, kids can't keep still and quiet for so long. One has to be realistic about the expectations. In terms of young children, it's better to bring them etzel by imoisem, their mothers. Face like Knesset shall noshim in the ezas noshim. The noshim enim chiyovos minadin b'tkiyas shofar, because women are not obligated, strictly speaking, in tkiyas shofar. So better that they are with the women, which the obligation over there is not that severe. Umikolmokim, nevertheless. Yire, one should see. The ketanim shigiyo lechinuch, children, we are already the age of chinuch. In other words, children who are able to listen to the sound of the tkiyas already, they have got an obligation of chinuch. Mitzvah, it's a mitzvah le'avyom, to bring them. V'lachzikom etzlam, to keep them right by yourselves, to ensure that they are standing still and quietly. V'yoyim aleihem, and you should impress upon them. Sheishmu atkiyas, you should hear the tkiyos. V'levalgu atzimun, you should not disturb the tzibur. So the point that the Mishnah Berurah, the additional point the Mishnah Berurah makes of it is, so first of all, coughing and sneezing and all these sounds are considered a hefsek, and they are in line with the previous halachas, that you're not allowed to miss the beginning of the tkiyas, you're not allowed to miss the end of the tkiyas, you're not allowed to miss any parts in the middle of the tkiyas. So these minor sounds are also categorized as a disturbance. Then the Mishnah Berurah speaks in terms of children. So children who are not mamash yigiyo lechinuch, certainly they shouldn't come, or if they do come, they should stay with their mothers, where the obligation is not so high. Children who are yigiyo lechinuch, who is actually a young age, because it's all about hearing the shofar, so that's quite a young age. But children who are yigiyo lechinuch, one should ensure that they are quiet and still, and one should keep them right next to oneself. Okay, these are the lochas of today.